Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
This episode of Let the Hate Flow Through You is brought to you by Jess Falstick.
Hey, isn't that Jess Falstick?
Nah, that's Sailor Moon. That's Jess Falstick.
Nah, that's just a couch covered in cats.
Oh, well, where's Jess Falstick?
Guys, I'm literally right here.
No, Jess Falstick has blue hair.
No, Jess Falstick's hair looked like she'd be part of the alt-left, if that were a thing.
Didn't she shave her head?
Just come see me every Sunday night at Avenue Tap House at 7 p.m. for the Red Light Comedy Showcase. The first Sunday of the month is open mic, and the last 3 Sundays showcase Cleveland's best and brightest comedic talent.
You know who's the funniest female comic in Cleveland?
Who's that?
Mary Santora.
God damn it.
That's Jess Falstick.
This is Nick Urich, and you're listening to Let the Hate Flow Through You with Jeremy Shear and El Jordano Diablo.
Welcome to Let the Hate Flow Through You, your weekly dose of audible hatred. I'm Jeremy Shear.
El Jordano Diablo.
And this week, we're back into the animal kingdom, but not for the reasons we were last time. Joining us in studio is comedian Amber Maeda.
Hi there.
Thanks for coming on, Amber.
Thanks for having me.
This one might be tough for you, and I understand, but Amber, why do you hate snakes?
I actually have a verified phobia of snakes.
Verified phobia. How do you get it verified, out of curiosity?
You go to a psych.
You get so many followers. And
you have to be very famous, and then they validate you. No, I actually went to phobia treatment at one point.
Okay. So
how many snakes have you been around?
I'm from Michigan, and I grew up with my backyard, half of it being a pond.
Okay.
And they like to hang out there.
So garden snakes. So you shouldn't have a fear of snakes.
Phobias and fears are very different. Fears are like rational things like being murdered. But phobias are irrational fears that don't make sense. And it's more of a physical reaction, a negative physical reaction.
So like I have a phobia of going to my old job because I used to throw up beforehand.
Oh, God. Maybe. Yeah.
I mean, I'm really
it's not verified.
I don't have that many followers. So leave me alone.
Whose fault is that? The people for not recognizing how fat and sassy you are.
Well, how dare you people?
Genius would be the word, but yeah.
I prefer fat and sassy. So you've gotten backyard just full of snakes. So is it like you walk outside, you might meet a snake right at your back door?
Pretty much. Hmm. Yeah, they're always going to be there. We had like a pile of sticks and they would just love to hang out there. And it's disgusting to me. My mom didn't like them. If she saw one, she would take a shovel and just like go around and try and cut it in half.
Oh, wow.
So,
well, they're not like worms. They don't grow back.
Oh, no. But then she'd have to like pick up the half pieces of snake and like throw them in the dirt.
That I don't like.
Yeah, me neither. For a lot of reasons.
So it's not necessarily that you're killing the snake. It's that now you have snake disposal as well.
Oh, yeah. There's a spot next to our front pathway. It was just like dirt. And there would always be like a couple dead snakes there. And you would just see them decompose.
Mm.
So that's fun.
So there's a lot of snake going on in Michigan is what I'm hearing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I haven't seen one since I moved to Cleveland. Thank God.
Okay.
I don't think our snake population is very high.
That's totally okay with me.
Well.
Unless you're talking about the comedy scene.
Those are lizard people, not snakes. They're lizard people.
And they're mostly in politics.
No, the lizard people are any people that move towards a heat source and hover around it for warmth.
Oh, well, I'm always cold, so am I a lizard person?
Well, I haven't detected any lizard person type behaviors from you.
I'm always hot, so I stay away from everybody.
So you're a werewolf?
No, he's...
I'm a vampire.
You're not a vampire.
No, I'm not.
I'm going to throw glitter on you, vampy.
I'm a crimson ghost.
Always on your period?
He is always on his period. I don't know if you've noticed, but he's got big swollen lips and he's got a little bit of drizzle coming out of the side of his mouth.
That's just beer.
It looks like you've been drinking fruit punch and just can't hold it together.
Just Molson Canadian.
Stop lying to the people. This is theater of the mind.
I was implying that my liver bleeds.
Yeah, your lip.
It spits out of my mouth.
I prefer Labatt.
Don't even get me started.
Yeah,
this is still made in Canada. Labatt is not.
But they did make the first ice beer.
Labatt did?
Yes.
Like a slushy?
No. No, like shitty malt liquor beer.
Yeah.
But it's not malt liquor.
It's not malt liquor. It's just, it's a higher percentage.
You know, like Bud Ice. What are some other ones?
Molson Ice.
Molson Ice, Labatt Ice. There's plenty of ices.
I mostly just drink tequila.
Gross.
Well, is it the... Hey, I'm going to get this bottle with a sombrero on it and a plastic jug, or is it I'm going to go pay $40?
Are you talking about El Toro?
Yes, I'm talking about El Toro. Are you an El Toro lady?
I don't really drink a lot, and it's only because we're always at bars.
Yeah.
So,
well, she's going to have a lot of fun with me next weekend.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot.
I mean, it's not to say that I can't drink. I definitely do, but...
I don't know about Sandusky. I'll drink a lot in Sandusky. I don't know about the locals and the townies. Now, this will be past tense for the people listening to this. But, however, I'll be drunk in Sandusky. The next night in Kalamazoo, most people will be drunk.
No, I'm going to be wasted in Kalamazoo. That's my plan.
Fair enough.
I already have a list of places that we have to go. Mostly food. But...
Oh, yeah, I know the food places.
Oh, really? You want to square up against my food places?
I mean, we can next weekend. That's not going to be fun for anybody listening, but yeah, we can next weekend.
Let's not go toe-to-toe on who enjoys food more. Because, look, let me tell you both. I know you know. It's obvious. You don't have to tell the people listening. No, we get it. You ever had snake jerky, though?
Hell no. I want nothing to do with eating a snake. Like, I wanted to be a badass.
Okay.
My cousin and I wanted to be able to survive an apocalypse was our goal. Mm-hmm. So I have a bunch of stuff on survival and maps. But, like, any of those shows that you see, they always have to eat a snake. And I would not be able to do that.
Hmm.
So that's the only reason I'm not on Survivor.
And especially because they would get notion because you have a verified phobia of snakes and they're like, oh, no, you're definitely eating a snake. This is going to be amazing television.
Exactly. And I will not. Mm. I will not do it.
Like you mentioned a physical reaction. Like, does it just go into panic attack or is it?
Yes.
Okay. Those suck.
Fight or flight, it's flight. I'm gone. I've once saw like a snake in my garage and I tried to scream, but that like couldn't physically. Right. It's just like gone out of me.
You know they can't hear, right?
It doesn't matter. I needed to alert everyone.
Yeah. Attention, anybody that can hear this.
Yes. Snake in the garage.
Not snakes. Snakes can't hear this.
Yeah.
Am I wrong in that? No, I'm definitely right. Snakes cannot hear. That's why they stick their tongues out.
To taste the air.
That's how they sense everything. They can see and they can do that. They can't. Snakes cannot hear,
though. They have little holes on the side of their head.
I'm pretty sure they do not. I don't know. I'm pretty sure snakes can't
hear. I'm gonna go get the snake that we have in the basement for this episode, and yeah. I want you to blow on his head.
Well, where I was going to go with this is because this is all I got.
No, seriously. I'm going to get this snake out of the basement, and I want you to blow on it.
Yeah,
I bet you would. You're the one with no teeth, so you can blow on the snake.
You have to tell me, yes or no.
No, I did not bring a snake. Okay. I was making a very, very, very bad dick joke at his expense.
Oh, okay. Because
not.
My hands are
I'm going to pull a funny prank on the girl with the verified phobia joke.
No, to be fair, didn't know that before this.
No, I didn't know it was a verified phobia. You told me you had a phobia.
You want to know what's in common? You now share something with Bam Margera.
That's in my notes. And Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
Well, that was actually going to be the next thing I brought up. Like, Indiana Jones has a fear of snakes, phobia of snakes.
But he's not a pussy like Bam Margera.
No, Bam Margera is. Well, I don't know if I can call Bam Margera a pussy because I've seen him do shit on top of a building skateboarding.
Okay.
That, like, I would never. I don't have a phobia of heights. I definitely have a fear of them, though.
Well, yeah, because that's a natural fear because the fear is that you could fall and die. So that's a fear because, like, it would be an irrational phobia if you were afraid of like stepping on a stool, you know what I mean? Like it would have to be like,
or getting a broom swept at your feet.
Oh god. Has that what
that was a I thought you would pick up on that as far as jokes and races go, but we won't go there. If you did,
is it Eastern European? Because I don't pick up on it.
No, this is not we're not joking about Balkan trash. We're joking about something else. No, I now know
what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, now that you spelled it out for me, I missed your little reference there, stupid. No, but I'm glad you're not wearing
all racial epithets.
I do know all racial epithets. That is why I have this show. they were like, "Well, if you're gonna let the hate flow through you, you have to know about all types of hate." And I'm like, "Oh, I got you." So
at least we got that swastika on our logo.
Yeah, well, that's season 3. season 3 when we become the alt-right podcast. Tell me what you hate about the media.
With our new member, Ricky Melton.
Tell us what you hate about fake news. Tell us what you hate about queers. Ruining the sanctity of marriage.
I definitely know Ricky Melton doesn't hate queers because his daughter, I'm pretty sure, does gymnastics. And he posted a picture with his daughter and I believe her teacher. And I could just tell that guy's gay. He's definitely gay. But that has nothing to do with snakes.
I mean, Jordan, it has everything to do with snakes in that you saw that picture and you're like, ooh, I would like to get my drain snaked by that guy.
Mm-hmm. Snake drained. You fucked that up.
No. No, I didn't. Clearly, you have never snaked a drain.
Oh, yeah, okay. Now we're talking about plumbing.
Yes.
And gay stuff.
Yes.
Okay, now
I get now it. That it's been spelled out, it's so much better,
well,
isn't
what
it?
That's what we do
penis.
Here.
Here. Amber got it.
And butthole as well.
Well, yeah.
Is that the drain?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
See, yeah. Snake. All right. Yeah. Now that we're on the same page. Yeah. Thank you for not wearing the fedora like Indiana Jones, though. I appreciate that.
I can't pull off a hat. I have a huge head.
They make huge hats.
Yeah.
You could wear a sombrero. Can you wear a sombrero?
If I want to perpetuate me being a Latina, which
exactly.
I'm not.
Exactly. Can you wear a sombrero?
I can do whatever I want because I'm woman and it's 2018.
It's 2018.
I'm a woman and I can be racist.
getting you a sombrero. We're going to Chi-Chi's.
If they still had them.
Is Chi-Chi's a thing?
No, that's what I mean. If they still had them, they don't have them anymore.
Somewhere has got to give out free sombreros.
Is a CeCe's still around?
CeCe's Pizza?
Yeah.
There's a ton of them. Yeah,
I've never seen one in my entire life.
Yeah, well, good for you, because they're gross.
No, it's disgusting. I heard they have macaroni cheese pizza.
Does that mean it's good?
Yes.
It doesn't have to. It's macaroni and cheese and pizza.
I just told you earlier that I've been subsisting on a diet of mayonnaise on ramen noodles for the past week. It doesn't matter if it tastes good. It's fat slop going into your body. Macaroni and cheese pizza is the same concept.
Yeah, I'm on board with that. Not the mayonnaise on ramen, but we do put mayonnaise on rice.
Right on. It's the same concept.
You know, you could boil rice with spices and it tastes way better than putting mayonnaise on it.
Mayonnaise is good.
Have you had
it? I know mayonnaise is good. But no, I like the only time I believe mayonnaise should be at a warm temperature is when it's on a hot sandwich. When it's heated by whatever's heated on the sandwich. What are you laughing at?
You like a hot mayo drizzle every now and again.
He likes it on a long sub sandwich.
And you like it in big spoonfuls of Asian noodles.
Yes.
Fake Asian noodles at that.
It's pronounced Asian.
That's racist.
No, it's not.
No, I am Asian.
She's Asian.
I thought you were Mexican.
No, that's the whole point. I'm not Mexican.
What are you?
I'm half German, quarter Hawaiian, Filipino, Chinese, and Spanish.
Okay, so you're a mutt. That doesn't count. You don't get to claim all those names.
My dad is 100% Japanese, and I was born in Hawaii.
How? Then your mom is definitely a mutt, because she's a lot of other things.
My mom is 100% German, and my grandparents are immigrants from Germany.
So then you would be German and Japanese.
My Japanese dad adopted
me. She is the enemy. Why is she even on our podcast? She's probably here to kill you.
Good.
Why would I kill him?
Are you familiar with World War II?
Yes, my great-grandfather fought for his country, which was Germany.
Okay, and what about your other great-grandfather who was Japanese? He was allied. They were called the Axis Powers. Now, if you want me to break it down into history.
My grandfather on my Japanese side fought for America, because that is his country.
Oh, good for him. Yes, was it like, hey, you either fight for us or we throw you in an internment camp?
No, they did put a lot of Japanese people in internment camps in Hawaii. My grandma didn't have to go to an internment camp because her dad was a pastor.
Oh, wow.
As long as you believe in Jesus.
Look at that. Yeah. Look at that, Jordan. America's fucking look at that. Great. Jesus does save. You were wrong this whole time. This whole time.
You want to know who's a bunch of snakes? Clergymen.
Yeah, there is that. Is it just the physical snake that skeeves you out, or can you, enough out of you. I wasn't going to say, or is it the metaphorical snake too, huh? Are you scared by the metaphorical snake?
I do not like the way that they move.
Okay.
I don't like anything about them. I cannot touch anything.
What
that
about
has
how precise
can...
they are? Nope. They're so fucking.
I don't even like your hand doing that right now. You're doing like that.
Well, we should show her Santino Marella.
Oh, no, don't do that.
No, I'm good. At the height of my anxiety with it, I could not touch belts or cords.
Hmm. That's what they make Klonopin for, though.
So, if you're hanging out with somebody with eczema, you can't touch them either.
No, I had eczema growing up. Like, you mean like the scaliness?
Yeah,
the scaliness.
I have psoriasis.
That doesn't bother me. It's like the slitheriness.
Okay, so
that's why, like,
even though a snake doesn't really feel like slimy and smooth, but you still associate that with a snake because of the way it moves?
Just the slither, like the back and forth, zigzag.
You a Harry Potter fan?
I am. That snake is fake enough where I can look at it.
I was gonna say, what house are you?
I'm a Hufflepuff.
I'm a Slytherin.
Yeah.
We are literally opposite ends of the spectrum.
Yet.
He's in the autism spectrum.
No, I'm not in the autism. That's a wrong mental illness. I don't know how many times I have to explain this to you.
I think we all are, like, a little bit.
Not me.
Okay.
Not me.
We'll see.
She's going to be judging you this entire week. I got my autism checklist right here. Let's see. How many times does it look like he's counting the cards as we're passing by?
The only time I'll
does
be counting...
Does he smoke his cigarette the exact same way every time?
The only thing I'll be counting next weekend is... if there's drugs, how many people are doing them? And then I'll be dividing and be like, well, how much does that leave me to do?
Not enough.
That's not autistic. That's just smart. It's called drug math.
Jordan's a drug mathematician.
And also an alcohol mathematician.
Yeah. Look, do your math homework, kids. That's all we're saying.
If you were a real person from Kalamazoo, you would just take a Sharpie and mark it on your wrist how many drinks you've had. That's real alcohol math.
Oh, no. I'm not talking about how many beers I can drink. I'm talking about when it's almost 2 a.m. and there's 40 people at our house and somebody looks at me and go, Jordan, how many 30 racks do we need? And I can figure it out in 30 seconds. That's beer math.
Yeah. His beer math is like...
That's impressive, actually.
How can I service as many people as possible? That's also his sex math.
Yeah.
How can I service as many people as possible?
I'm the most monogamous person.
I got
on
two
the
in the hand. I'm sitting on this one.
I guess unless
I can't talk dirty to you if you put it in there, stupid.
I guess it comes down to if you count, I'd still be monogamous. You got to count Zach and you got to count Chelsea. And Chelsea's going to be offended that I went with Zach first.
She should be.
Good luck with that later.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm sending her this episode now. I'm going to call her.
Guess what he said? Yeah. She'd be like, not surprised.
Yeah, well, she knows you're...
gay? Is that what you were going to say?
I was going to say gay for Zach.
No, I mean, he knows. Everybody knows.
All right.
Now
so,
I do.
Yeah, you're learning all sorts of stuff. So it has to be a fake-looking snake for you to even look at it.
Yeah.
So, nature documentaries skeevy out.
If you're referring to that one video that went viral with like all the snakes, and was it like a mongoose getting away or whatever?
Oh, that one. Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, that was very tough to watch.
Have you seen the one where there's like that room and it's just got like, it's basically like a moat around it, but there's no like water in it. It's just snakes. And it's like this big, it's like a big square concrete block with snakes all in this like concrete moat.
Good. Yeah.
And there's a dude who's literally just fucking like, doesn't care. He's just walking up to him, whipping them around, and they're all king cobras.
Oh, yeah.
Even me watching that, I was like, what the fuck is wrong with this guy? And of course, it was like in India. Like, and nobody in India gives a fuck.
No.
They don't care. They shit in the streets there. They don't care.
It's like Rome.
Yeah, it's exactly like Rome.
I thought Rome was supposed to be like nice.
No.
No, they had a terrible...
You would never say
streets.
Rome is nice. It's Italian.
Exactly. I told you all ethnicities are trash. Every single one. They all have their evil ways, and I intend on exposing them all.
Yeah, we're all trash. It's fine. That wasn't a joke.
Go ahead.
That was just me, you know. This is a TED Talk, right?
Yeah, this is a TED Talk.
Basically.
This is a TED Talk on my prejudice. This is why I'm allowed to say these things, because I hate all of you. This is now I'm virtue signaling to edgelords.
We're in like episode 70 something. You don't need to say that.
All right.
I don't like the fact that they don't have any appendages.
Okay.
That's the right word, right?
So,
like arms or legs.
So if you saw somebody that was a quadruple amputee, would that give you the same skeevies?
Do they zigzag on the floor and raise their torso to talk?
I mean,
I bet Stephen Hawking did.
He was seated.
Yeah, so basically if somebody slithers on the carpet towards you, you're done.
Yeah, but people can't really move like that. Like, unless you're in water.
Yeah.
And, like, still the movement.
People with arms and legs in the water, you're just going to
so
drown.
So your big stay out of the water movie wasn't Jaws, it was Anaconda.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which one?
I did see it, though.
Oh, you did?
Ice Cube's in that movie, of course.
Isn't J-Lo in
J-Lo,
that?
J-Lo, yeah, Ice Cube, John Voight.
I don't think I saw the full movie, but Yeah.
My dad wouldn't go see them. My dad's terrified of snakes.
Really?
I don't know if he has a phobia, but he's terrified of snakes.
And a lot of people, is he afraid of spiders?
No.
Yeah. It's one or the other, really. Because I used to own a tarantula.
Oh, nice.
And his name was Herman.
That's good.
But, yeah, he was nice. But I don't have an issue with spiders. It's just snakes. Like, people usually think it's like, oh, if you're afraid of one thing, you're afraid of the other. But it's not the same thing.
Interesting.
All right, so, like, Indiana Jones, which, like, two out of the three are, like, two of the greatest... Well, oh, yeah, I said three, but there is four. But two out of the three are, like, two of the greatest movies ever made.
Right.
They both have snake scenes in them. Mm-hmm. Does that freak you out?
So, before my treatment, I was not able to look on the screen. Like, look at a screen with snakes. I couldn't look at a pamphlet with a picture. Any notebook or, like, textbook that you would have in school that would have a picture of a snake, I'd have to cover it up, or I wouldn't be able to go to that page. I would just have too much anxiety. Post-treatment, right after the treatment, I was able to go into a forest willy-nilly and, like, not care if there were any snakes. And my friends knew, like, if they saw a snake in the forest, they just wouldn't mention it, and they would hope that I wouldn't see it. Mm-hmm. But they said I usually had, like, a sense if it was around. You know, like,
so you have mortal enemy. Snake sense.
Yeah. I know when it's nearby. But I'm usually pretty good. But with phobia treatment, they're supposed, the whole point is that they're supposed to condition you into, like, a reflex. If they hit your knee and you kick.
Okay.
If they were trying to make you not kick, they would continue hitting your knee. So that's what phobia treatment is, conditioning that reflex.
So they just slap you in the face with a snake?
I had to deal with a snake for an entire day.
An entire day?
Mm-hmm.
Now, was it like, did you have to handle it?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
The way that they start off, so the whole point I did the whole treatment is because I was dating a guy at the time. He was from Mississippi, and we were going to go to a wedding that summer in Mississippi. And I had this reoccurring dream that there was a snake going to be at the wedding, and I was going to, like, jump on the table and cause a whole scene and be dramatic, and then everyone would hate me. And that's the boyfriend I met on Chat Roulette.
You met a boyfriend on Chat Roulette? You can't tell people that, Amber.
No, not you can't. You shouldn't.
Well, to be clear,
yes.
What was he doing when you met him?
Playing video games.
Okay.
Yes.
You still can't get a boyfriend. You still can't get a girlfriend from jacking off on Chat Roulette.
Gonna not touch that one. We're gonna gloss over that.
It's actually a really great story, but okay. No, he's originally from Mississippi, and then he moved.
Yeah, well, there's Denver. Your first. Like, that should have been signal number one.
I love Southern boys. I love the accent.
Look, do you like Jim Cornette?
That's
so different. Shut the fuck up.
That's different.
No, it isn't.
He's a cultured Southerner.
No, but he sounds like he has the accent. You well, like he, Tim Cornette, too. He has the accent.
He does kind of have an accent. Is it Southern?
Well, it's
he's it's got Kentucky. A little bit of a draw. Not much, but a little bit.
Yeah. But yeah, he moved to Denver. So I was, after my freshman year of college, I went out and lived with him in Denver for a month. And he worked at the airport, so we got to fly around for free.
Oh, nice.
So we visited New Orleans. We went to Mississippi to see his friends and family. But the whole point I did this treatment is because I didn't want to be crazy meeting his family.
Sure.
Because I thought, the South, there's going to be snakes.
Yeah.
And my roommate jokingly gave me this little slip, like a tab off a flyer. And it was like, go get phobia treatment. She's like, haha, Maida, you suck. Here's this. And I was like, cool, except I actually need that.
Yeah.
So, like, I went to the psych campus or psych school on campus. And they give you a quiz and it just asks you a lot of questions like, do you think snakes are attractive or like pretty and cool to look at, like visually? And I was like, fuck no, obviously. Yeah. Then he asked me a question. So Amber, we're in a room, like an office. Down the hallway, there's a curtain. Behind that curtain is a door. It's closed. But behind that door, at the very end of the room, is a cage with a snake. And it doesn't have a lid on the cage. And I started crying.
Oh.
And he's like, okay, good starting point. I'm going to read over your quiz. Oh, nope, you've definitely got a phobia.
Yeah.
So they hooked me up to a heart monitor, and they had me, I was supposed to go closer and closer to the snake, but it would be like lines going up to the cage, and they would have a lid on the cage at first, but I had to be in the room with it for like 5 seconds, leave the room, 10 seconds.
Oh,
then,
wow.
Then up to 2 minutes. Going up by like, you know, 10 seconds, 30 seconds, 1 minute, 2 minutes. And I had to stand on the line and then they would move me a line closer. So I did that for an entire day until it was like putting my hand on the cage, putting it in the cage, holding it with the guy,
right.
Holding it by myself. And the snake was really nice. Her name was Sadie. She was an anaconda. But that was the most emotionally, physically draining day I've ever had.
So basically, it's like the nice version of Clockwork Orange is phobia treatment.
Yeah, it's much nicer and much more voluntary, I would have
to say. It's voluntary. I don't know how nice it is.
All right, I get it. Another. There's an amber alert. I get it. Okay.
Yep.
Oh, on this podcast, too.
Yeah, both.
No, we literally just got an amber alert. What am I going to do about a fucking missing kid in Sandusky?
Are you not a vigilante? Why not?
I don't have a gun.
You don't need a gun.
To be a vigilante, you do.
Batman didn't have a gun.
Batman.
Neither did Superman.
And guess what? I have a Batman tattoo. Batman's not real. You're right. Batman didn't need a gun.
Yeah, but, you know, there's real Batman, too.
I don't think the Flash had a gun either.
Batman. Yeah, but Flash had super speed. He could fucking dodge a bullet if he wanted to. Let's not turn this into comic books. Let's not turn this into comic books.
All I'm saying is that you could be Fat Batman.
I could be.
Fat Man?
I don't want to. No, that's already Kevin Smith.
Why don't you want to be Fat Batman?
Because...
Do you have a crippling phobia of bats?
No, because Batman takes down everybody. Some bad people are okay in my book.
He didn't take down Catwoman.
Yeah, it's because he wanted to fuck Catwoman. There's a difference.
Yeah.
So, wait a minute. What if you fought crime except for people that you wanted to fuck?
It has nothing to do with people I want to fuck.
Well, I mean, that would be what Fat Batman does.
Mm-hmm. Or people he wants to eat.
Well, not John Wayne Gacy.
Amber wants to eat somebody.
Yeah, I want to eat Jesse Ricker.
So, I wanted to ask
you... I'm not going in the car with her.
So I wanted to ask you about that. So is the reason that you want to rip her face off and eat it that way because you refuse to swallow her like a snake?
No, I just love her so much that I need to consume her.
Right. And it would be more effective way to consume her if you ate her like a snake, if you unhinged your jaw and just, you know, digested her for a while.
Have you ever seen Conan the Barbarian?
Oh, God. I know the reference, but I don't think... Yeah, I was wondering.
Two snakes coming together like this.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
Yeah, there's a human.
James Earl Jones turns into a snake is all I'm saying. And Arnold Schwarzenegger cuts off a fucking snake's head. That's like how big that snake's gotta be, like 40 feet big.
Yeah, there's a lot of snakes in Conan. I almost said Conan O'Brien. There's a lot of snakes, Conan O'Brien, because he didn't have St. Patrick there to drive him out. 80-90-90-90.
Well, he would have a lot because he's like 6'7", so that would take up a lot of space.
He is really tall.
Yep.
He's skinny, though.
He's a skinny boy. Yeah, so at this point, is it ongoing treatment that you have to do for phobia, or is it just like a one and done?
They never contacted me again.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so he's like, oh, we'll follow up in September, and... We'll do it again and again, and they never did, so...
I just noticed you're wearing Slytherin colors, too.
It's gonna be St. Patrick's Day tomorrow. I'm not wearing white. I'm not wearing white. I'm just wearing green. I don't have to rep Hufflepuff all the time.
Denim doesn't count as silver, but I would almost count it as silver.
Well, you would be wrong.
You're really stuck on this nerdery, aren't you?
Are you trying to out-nerd me right now?
Oh, no, I could, but... What did we talk about last week's episode? What was it called?
What? Virtue signaling.
Virtue signaling. I was going to say that sounded like a spell in D&D.
Yeah, I play D&D.
I'm not saying that you wouldn't have gotten the joke. I'm just saying I missed an opportunity.
All right, so Have you ever had to take the skill handle animal and refuse to handle certain animals?
Oh, def. Like, wait, is this?
It's a D&D thing, you know, the handle animal skill.
So we, I don't have an animal. I'm a ranger.
You're a ranger that, that can't handle snakes.
No, my,
I would have pictured you as an elf.
I am an elf. I'm a wood elf.
A ranger wood elf. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. Right, that makes sense.
Yeah. My mortal enemy in D&D is a dragon because my character is based off of my favorite character from my favorite book.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite character from your favorite book? Let's see where you're at.
It's the book is Two Princesses of Bamar. It's written by Gail Carson Levine. She wrote Ella Enchanted. Please don't reference the Anne Hathaway movie. That pisses me off. But I've read every book by her. She does fantasy.
Yes.
But she does princesses and like power.
Right.
Like, yeah, positions of power.
Yeah, I remember when that movie came out because that's when I became aware of that stuff.
They made it too hokey, but...
Well, they were like an Anne Hathaway vehicle. How else are they going to do it?
Well, then they shouldn't have... I have a lot of issues.
She played Catwoman. That's what I know about Anne Hathaway.
Yeah, but it was a much darker movie.
Yeah.
No, I'm not saying, I don't know what movie you're talking about, but like, no, I wasn't going to like, I was, when you said that book, you like looked like, oh, they're going to scoff. Like, I have no,
so
I love fantasy books, so it doesn't fucking
matter. Ella Enchanted, it could have been, it was like kind of not dark necessarily because it was still a children's book, but it was, there was adventure and there was real danger, but because it was Anne Hathaway just after Princess Diaries, they still made it like, she's going to have a singing number and...
Gotcha.
I was like, come on. But Two Princesses of Bamar, there is a character in it, and he's kind of like their folklore. He's like their Jesus, and his name's Drault.
Okay.
And he always laughs in the face of danger. He's like a belly laugh. Oh, yeah, I'm a dude in D&D. I'm definitely not a female. We have one female in our campaign, and she is a barge? Bard.
I was about to say, a barge? Like,
yeah, like a ship?
Isn't that I want to play a barge now. No. I will play D&D only if I can be a barge.
I mean, you're the size of a barge.
Exactly. Float on my belly to freedom.
No, she plays...
World saving throw versus seasickness.
Sheer the barge. I now cast.
I can't cast things. I'm a barge.
It would have to only take place on
you're a magical barge?
No, I just... All I do is I roll saving throws all day.
Oh, my God.
That's it. Every time a wave hits me, roll a saving throw. Yes, I'm going to play a barge.
Oh,
just
my God.
Just you watch.
I'll watch with my mind.
Our bard, she just plays the dulcimer the whole time, and she's like a 45-year-old woman, and she's like little.
Mm.
So she's like a badass, but she's the only woman in our campaign.
Mm. So is it all women playing men, or is it?
No, me and the other female in the group. Her character's name is Bram, and we're the only females.
Like Bram Stoker?
I don't know.
Bram
we all...
Stoker? How do you say that?
Stoker.
It's Stoker. Bram Stoker.
But I'd rather you keep calling him Bram Stoker.
Well, that's what I did when I read the book. It's very sexual.
Ew.
Yeah, we had five people in our campaign, and then our rogue had a real-life midlife crisis.
Oh, so what am I doing playing D&D?
Did it translate to the game?
Well, we lost him in a smoke for, like, there was this deadly smoke that we ran into, and then we lost him when we ran out of it. He, like, ran an opposite way, and we haven't seen him since.
What am I doing here in this smoke? That was the midlife crisis.
Oh, yeah, we all almost died.
Hmm.
But yeah. So Drault's, like, this badass who, and they have, like, they have poems about him that they always talk about. Kind of like,
Kind of like a spoken Bible, yes.
Well, yeah. But I was going to say, like, have you been watching The Handmaid's Tale?
No, that's... and Jordan doesn't watch TV unless it's wrestling. But, no, that's another thing I have to catch up on.
I only saw the first
episode.
I've heard
I'd like that show. People have told me I'd like that show.
Yeah, but how people come up to you and they just kind of, like, greet you, like, Lord's blessings or whatever.
Right.
They kind of do that with, like, Drault. Like, they'll always be like, oh... May Drault's you laugh blessing. In the face of danger.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Okay. Go Drault yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
I also, it's like wrestling and Star Wars. Like, those are the things that I'm into. I played D&D for a while. Mm-hmm. I love D&D, but, like, the longest campaign thing I've ever played was Star Wars. Like, I played the Star Wars version of D&D, which was, like, I played that for, 3 years with the same character. I played it multiple times, but, like, I played 3 years with the same character with the same group of people, and it was a lot. I love it. I had so much fun, but I just can never get... It's got, it like, and I'm sure you know, like, to play D&D or to play Star Wars D&D... It has to be the right group of people.
Definitely.
It can't, like... And, like, people who don't play that kind of shit don't understand that. Like, if you have that one, like, link in the chain that's broken...
Yeah.
Like,
we lost our rogue.
If you have that one kink that can only be satisfied when you're sitting around with a group of people...
If your character wants to fuck everybody and everything...
No.
That's the problem.
I am a 17 hotness, though.
17 hotness?
Mm-hmm. Our bard drew up everyone. She's an artist.
Oh, nice.
And so she drew up everyone's character.
That's pretty
and
cool.
I kind of look like Legolas, but more so an early Rhaegar Targaryen.
Okay.
And I had a scar on my face for a little bit, but my DM daddy said it healed.
I've never heard that term before.
Yeah, we call him our DM daddy. And then sometimes he'll, like, text us if we're, like, during the game when we're supposed to only know something and the group's not supposed to know.
Gotcha.
And we'll say we get a text from daddy.
Ooh, that's a fun little thing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, instead of, like, passing notes.
Yeah, that's a little new addition.
So
that
our
wasn't
DM
a thing
daddy
when
will
I
just
played.
Text us.
All right, that's fun.
This is a new instance of calling somebody daddy that I would never have thought of. But
that's, like, your ultimate.
What?
Well, we can't call him Dungeon Daddy, because that's a real kink.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes, that is. Damn. Yeah.
What do you mean it's my ultimate thing, Jordan? What are you trying to say?
You being a fucking nerd who played fucking LARPing.
Yeah.
Hey, that's active D&D.
It's active. We got hurt a lot more.
Yeah, real active.
It was.
Just like I'm active.
Look, if you go to my YouTube page, you can see, like, the stupid initiations of the groups that I used to run, and they're pretty active. But,
I'm not saying they're not. I'm just saying the thought of you being active is funny. Go watch it on YouTube.
I'm not active in this. I'm talking, and I'm fat and awful.
I almost bought a sword from Parma.
A sword from Parma? Wait, yeah.
You don't get your swords in Parma?
real Italian steel?
I don't know. So when I first moved to Cleveland, I didn't come here with any furniture at all. So I got everything from, like, Facebook Market.
Oh, okay.
And there was this one lady, she had this, like, cool dresser that I was like, I want it. So I'm just, like, an idiot. And it was a really stupid idea in the first place. But she had a bunch of stuff. Like, they were hoarders. And she's like, I'm trying to sell all this stuff.
And you found a sword in that stuff.
Yes.
All right.
And I was totally into it, but then I was, like, also broke, so I was like, food or a sword?
Sword.
Well,
always a food. Sword. You can use the sword to get food.
Yes,
you could kill a snake.
Yeah, I'd have to find one in Cleveland.
Yeah, that's, is that why you moved here? It was just like, you know what?
Too many snakes.
Too many snakes. I'm going to Cleveland with no furniture. Fuck it. I will find furniture, and guess what? They won't have any fucking snakes in them.
No. Yeah.
No, but is that why you moved?
No. Okay. No, I was supposed to move to LA with my boyfriend, and then I broke up with him, and I was like, I could stay in Michigan, but I already had 3 goodbye parties.
Oh, so you know the struggle of the multiple goodbye parties and then not go. Well, you actually went. I didn't.
I did too. I went.
I didn't because.
You stayed here to do this podcast
with
me.
Basically, yeah. I stayed here to do the podcast with you, so you're welcome. But
also, you're welcome, you fat fuck.
All right, now kiss and make up.
Oh, this is just what we do.
We're not going to kiss.
No, we're not. We're certainly not going to kiss.
Well, not in front of me, but, I mean, I don't care. I'm not judging, guys.
But no, like...
I mean, is that something that you want to see?
I mean, if I can take a picture.
No. No, no.
That's going to cost money.
Yeah.
That's going to cost money.
And I could spend that money on a sword, so.
Exactly. No, I mean, but if anybody does want to see us kiss, we'll do it for money.
Yeah, we'll definitely do it for money.
It's out there, guys.
It's out there. If
I firmly believe that there are people who listen to this podcast that would be like, I'd throw in for that. We'd have to set a price. but
everybody's got a price.
My friend got paid $100 last night to get off stage. He's a stand-up comedian.
He was paid $100 to get off stage.
Quote, to get the fuck off stage.
He must really suck at stand-up comedy.
No, he's so funny. Did you meet my friend John McDonald?
John McDonald. I don't think I met John McDonald. Where is he from?
So he started doing stand-up in Chicago. Okay. But he is originally from Michigan.
Okay.
And we have a mutual best friend. Oh, so word. When he moved back to Michigan, he still wanted to do stand-up, and I would go and visit. And I'm like, yeah, let's like hit the spots together. Mm-hmm. And then he came out to Cleveland once for a couple days and did.
Okay.
He did like Avenue Tap House. And
oh, yeah. See, this. I don't really do a lot of mics anymore, so I wouldn't have run into him.
Okay. But yeah, he was doing, it was mostly a black crowd, and he was talking about how, who do you think says the N-word more, the Ku Klux Klan or Wu-Tang Klan?
Yeah, I can see why somebody gave him $100 to get off the stage. Like,
I will give you $100 to get the fuck off stage.
Did he give him the $100?
Yeah, he got paid. I was like, good for you, dude, because he's like, I only had 1 minute left anyway, and hey, that was more money than I was getting paid to do the gig, so might as well.
That's amazing.
I'm very jealous, actually.
I've never been paid to get the fuck off stage. I have seen somebody been paid to please leave and go take a shower.
What?
There was a comedian that got paid to leave and go take a shower. There Oof, that's was
rough.
Yeah. He just he was not aware of the problem that he was causing.
Oh gosh.
He is now no longer in the business. I've been trying to think, the weirdest thing I've gotten paid to do is streak through a hotel.
You got paid to streak through the hotel?
Yep.
Completely butt naked?
I put on underwear because I was like, look, you're giving me X amount of dollars to do this. While I appreciate that, I would really not like to be severely charged here.
Yeah.
So we put on the underwears when we did it. But I'm banned from the Radisson and East Lake.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
I got kicked out of TikTok.
I heard about that. apparently, TikTok is as afraid of cakes as you are of snakes.
Apparently, cakes and snakes, man.
So you couldn't eat a snake cake.
Hell no.
Why would those two things ever be put together?
What, a snake cake?
It's definitely been done.
No, I mean,
in Australia.
Are we talking about a cake with snake bits in it?
No. Like a cake snake.
Like a Slytherin cake.
Then it would be like an Indiana Jones when they had the snake steak.
Yeah.
Well, no, that's different. That's savory. Kind of wound we're talking up. Sweet.
Yeah, it was.
They could put sugar on it.
Mm.
It's disgusting.
I'm just.
This is your idea.
No, it was not my idea. I walked in on Jordan, this idea.
You complete. You were the first person in that said snake cake. So.
I believe it was him.
Well, we're rewriting history. That's fake news, Jordan. So when you get libertarians up in your mentions, do you get a little afraid because of the flags?
Don't tread on me.
Yeah.
I can't even get into politics. I just hate
me too. Everyone. I hate politics. Politics are stupid.
Yeah.
Because they all are snakes, so I'm afraid of everyone.
Hmm. Now, yeah, that's something that we haven't really covered. Are there, besides the slithering, are there any other snake-like movements that people can do that really, like, you can't have any of it?
It's not people. It is definitely more things. Like I was saying, like the belts and cords. There was a time in college where I was wearing a belt, like, just around my waist, kind of like a fashion, definitely not for function, but you know, like the fashion part.
Yeah.
And I was like drunk. A bullet belt without wearing a bullet belt.
Like cowboys?
Like a punk rocker.
Oh my God. Yeah. Like that.
All right. Well, if you just roll drives like that, take off your fucking denim jacket and all your buttons and get the fuck out of our studio.
Have you ever scoffed at
punk rock like that?
Bitch, I am punk rock. I am in a punk rock band. I moved to Cleveland.
What's your band called?
We are Fezzik.
Fezzik?
Like as in
Under the
Dread Ride Pirate Roberts?
Princess Bride.
Oh Oh, that's amazing. Yeah. I'll come watch that band.
Yeah, we don't. Okay, so the issue is I moved to Cleveland.
You see how fast you defused that situation?
All right, no, we
No, it's just hilarious because literally, like, my entire scene before I started doing comedy was all punk rock. So.
Yeah, and
you're
then,
welcome to fight me on that.
No, we'll probably get along then.
Maybe we should fight for fun. I don't know.
Punk rockers would do that.
Yeah.
So, can I say one thing? Yeah. This is a Chad Weaver story. All my friends are in punk bands, and the reason I knew to move to Cleveland is because they'd all tour Michigan and they'd stay with me.
Yeah.
So when I moved here, I came here to be in a band, so I got into the scene, and my friends were playing a show down in Akron at a house party, and I'm like in the mosh pit, and then like the song's over, and I like step out, and Chad Weaver's just standing in the corner, and he comes up to me, and he's like, "What are you doing here?" Because he only knew me from Cleveland comedy. Yeah. So for me to be at Akron at a punk show, at a house party in a mosh pit was just like,
did you respond with, "What are you doing here?"
Yeah, basically.
What house?
It's a new one. It was Bless This Mess. It was the first show that they did. I know they had an old Bless This Mess, but it's the new one.
I steer clear of Akron punk rock for certain reasons, but I was just wondering if it was Kling Thing or not, because I like the guys who started that were my buddies.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, that's another.
These are like really young kids. They're like younger than me. Very good.
Yes.
How old are you?
How old do I look?
24?
6.
All right.
So there you go.
See how smart I played that?
Yeah.
Always guess younger.
Always. Always.
But sure. Yeah, so the whole point of the belt comment was I was wearing this belt. I was drunk. As you might know, I was in front of the Roadhouse.
Okay.
Over by Waldo's. And the belt fell around my legs. Like,
oh, shit.
And I thought I was being attacked by a snake because I was drunk and the belt had fallen around my legs. I start screaming. I like jump out of it. I run away. I was on the phone with someone. I was like, a snake is attacking me. And that was embarrassing.
I mean, it's having a public freak out is very embarrassing, but there are definitely worse things who can happen. Yeah. At least it's humorous.
Right now.
Define a public freak out.
Where to start?
Not there's personally, quite a but to like define, because like I've been at a house before in front of like 10 to 15 people and made an ass out of myself, but I don't know if I've ever, oh wait, no, I made an ass out of myself plenty of times at the rally.
Yes, you did.
But I never freaked out there, did I?
No, you didn't freak out. I've definitely freaked out in public. But.
Yeah. Like, I'm not...
I didn't mean to laugh at that, by the way.
Yeah. How dare you? No, I'm definitely not a newcomer to panic attacks. Mm. I can't touch anything with snake print, snake skin.
So snake print, so it can just be something that looks kind of snaky, and you're like, nope.
Nope. Nothing with snake print, nothing with snake skin, any of those cool rings that wrap around and it's a snake head. Nope.
Are you familiar with Jake the Snake Roberts?
Is this wrestling?
Yes.
What else would it be?
Yeah.
No. I have a younger brother and we were a Power Rangers family.
I like them too.
Yeah. So did the Green Ranger freak you out?
No.
Okay.
No, he's a lizard. He wasn't a snake.
Yeah, and I'm from Hawaii. We have like geckos everywhere.
Did you live in Hawaii?
So I was born there and raised there till I was 4, and then we moved to Michigan. But
so she's part Samoan.
You're,
so you should gonna, like wrestling.
You're gonna just start demanding her birth certificate.
I mean, I'll show you.
She's a Muslim.
she's a secret Muslim.
No, we spent every summer in Hawaii because all my family's there.
How punk rock.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Look.
I'm just teasing, and she knows I'm teasing.
Yeah, because those two are so related.
They are.
Just like Samoans and Hawaiians.
I mean, so my cousin, have you seen The Mummy? Yes. No, Scorpion King. Scorpion King.
Of course.
You've seen Scorpion King?
Are we talking about the first one with The Rock?
Yes.
Not Randy Couture.
I don't even know.
All right. Yes. Yes. Yes, I have seen The Scorpion
King. So, you know, in the very beginning, The Rock is trying to save his brother.
Yes.
And his brother's head gets cut off.
Yes.
That's my cousin.
All Samoans are related. See? See? All of them. Yeah. Every one of them in one way or another is related.
Well, there's not a lot of us left.
I mean, is that your cousin or is that's my cousin?
That's my biological father's cousin.
All right, cool.
Yes.
That's a fun thing to know.
Yeah.
I'm
like, I downplay it, but I'm like very Hawaiian.
Yeah. I mean, why downplay it?
It just makes me want to do the Wayne's World thing.
I mean, I don't know. Like, I'm not really that in touch with it anymore.
Okay.
And I'm kind of estranged from any blood-related family I have.
Oh, okay.
My adopted family is my, like, real family. Mm. And they're all Japanese.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So when I was born, I was supposed to have a Hawaiian name.
Okay.
Because my Hawaiian family is like, they're the whole mutt part of me.
Yeah.
And they're like well known.
The things that now, the things I said previous that people are going to get offended at once you explain this. Go ahead.
Are they?
No. Maybe.
Yeah. No, I come from like a very like respected Hawaiian family. We're the Crabs.
Okay.
C-R-A-B-B-E.
Right.
Yeah, not the same thing as...
Do you know Johnny Tsunami?
Personally, he's my second cousin.
What about Don Ho? Do you know Don Ho?
No, but I'm a fan of his daughter.
That's what.
Do you know where they filmed Lost? Is your family from where they filmed Lost?
Parts of it, yeah. And the new, is it Hawaii Five-0?
Yeah.
Is that still on?
Yeah, they made a new one.
I know they made Boomer, a new one, but is it...
Boomer from Battlestar Galactica's in it.
No shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's still on.
I didn't know that. I thought that was going to be like a one... Because the one guy from Lost is on that. The Japanese, or the Korean dude is from...
Oh, okay.
He was on that show.
Yeah.
But anyway, you were... Sorry. Now we're getting lost in TV.
I don't even know.
TV land. Literally.
I mean,
let's go away from TVs and back into snakes.
Yeah. Awesome. Oh, Hawaii doesn't have snakes.
It has no snakes.
What?
No snakes. Nope. We have geckos. We have lizards. And like the little tiny like see-through geckos, but no.
It's like how Florida isn't supposed to have big ass snakes, but people like release them into the wild, I guess.
Yeah.
Florida doesn't naturally have snakes?
Not like the
snakes. Do the alligators eat them?
No, they eat the alligators. The alligators were the apex predators.
Wait, but then people snake can eat an alligator?
Oh, yeah.
Like it'd have to be a big one.
Yeah, like big-ass anaconda.
Like an anaconda, which you held.
Yeah, but she was a baby. She was like this big.
How do you? All right, let me ask you a question. Hmm. How do you feel about the Viper, Randy Orton?
Is that still wrestling?
I'm gonna pull up a picture of him and then ask her.
Okay. I've been to a Vipers game because that was our like hockey league.
Oh, word.
Whatever.
I like hockey.
Me too.
Obviously. Let's see.
Lived in Michigan.
Yeah, I right defense and goalie.
Right on.
Mm-hmm.
On my birthday a couple years ago, it had to be 3 or 4 years ago, went to a Monsters game and the game ended, the Monsters won 6-1.
Oh.
And the game ended in a bench clear out fight. And then the goalies came out and fought too. I was like, yes. Was this tailor made for me on my birthday? It's like a wrestling match. That's amazing. This is Randy Orton. He goes by the Viper. Really?
Mm. Yeah, that's the right response to that. It's not a very good picture of Randy Orton.
How is that not a good picture of Randy Orton?
That
Chelsea's in love with Randy Orton. Like she thinks he's a douchebag as a person, but like as a physical specimen.
I don't know. I think he. I think he. Never mind.
Go ahead.
I'm not gonna.
No, go ahead.
Nope, not gonna go ahead. No, I'm not.
No, go ahead.
No.
No, go ahead.
No, I'm not gonna go there. I just got in an argument with this over this with somebody earlier today, and I know better.
Hey, that's progress. That's learning.
Yeah, I'm trying to learn. I'm trying to be a better person. It's not working out so well all the time.
I mean, same. Join the club.
Yeah, it's not a very exclusive club. It is a very exclusive club to be afraid of snakes. And I thank you for coming on the program to I hopefully you didn't have to relive that too much today.
No. Okay. So people all have been dicks to me about it. People that don't fully understand that this is like an actual issue for me.
Yeah.
Because when I get famous, it'll 100% be in my contract. No snakes. Like, I cannot deal with it. Like, people surprise, fear, like, that's not going to be a thing for me. I had a roommate. He's like, oh, you're afraid of cords? And then he threw a phone charger at me and I started crying.
Yeah, that's not fun.
Yeah. Or
all I can say is
yeah.
Next weekend, which is past tense for this podcast, don't piss me off.
Don't piss me off and I won't piss you off.
But I no. But I don't I haven't talked about anything I fear.
No.
Okay. I could throw a phone charger at you and you could freak the fuck out.
No, I'm a lot better.
Because I am a nice guy. I'm a nice guy.
I'm a just nice guy. Just,
is that like a Billy Joel song?
No, it's a fucking Don Rick. Shut up. We have to thank our sponsors before we get going here. Thank you very much to Jess Falstick at Epic Ball on the Twitter. Thank you, Britt Fox, Xbox Rocks, Snapchat, Instagram. You can find her at. If you're listening to this program, when it's close. What?
Program.
Yes, it's a program.
Do you watch your stories too?
Yes, I watch my stories. I'm going to go home.
And watch your programs?
I'm going to watch my programs. I'm going to watch Jessica Jones when I get home, and I'm going to be happy.
That's one thing I'll get down on. And Luke Cage comes out like in 2 months.
I don't want to wait that long.
I want to fuck both of them.
You want to fuck Luke Cage?
And Jessica Jones.
Like together or separately?
Just do it all together. No, probably
separately.
I think probably you might separately. Die. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if they both fucked me at once, I'd probably die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm for this idea. All right.
calling real Jessica Jones and Luke Cage to yes. stage, please.
Yeah. I'll just, I'll get Aaron Larson and James Earl Brassfield. There you go.
I will not sign that
contract. Aaron, do you want with Jeb? He's the best.
I love Jeff. The closest very, I know very to much. Jeff has a podcast on my network.
He's the closest to Luke Cage we've got.
Yeah.
Okay, we could get Sean Lloyd.
No, Mason is the closest to Luke Cage we got.
Have Mason been shot?
No.
Okay.
Jeff's shot by shot? What?
Well, I'm fairly certain he has. He's a naughty boy.
Has Sean Boyne been shot?
No, Sean Boyne has not been shot.
And he definitely wouldn't fucking do it.
No, he wouldn't.
No, he wouldn't. He's
I'm trying Sean to think Boyle. Of, is there a situation where Sean would fuck a dude? And no, Sean would be afraid that Jesus would hate him.
Wait, what's it? Be blessed?
Yeah, he would be blessed with dick, and that would not be enough. If you're listening to this program around the time that it came out, this is all where that came from. That whole thing is because I said program. Then next week you're going to get the live episodes from Kalamazoo.
Which Amber will be at.
Yeah Amber I'm going to die.
Amber's going to die.
Twice. She's going to sell merch we don't have. we have two smalls left.
Yeah, we don't have a lot of merch left.
We don't have time to print. I'm going to try and make it happen, but no guarantees.
I'm getting more Sad Boy stuff for the next month. But
do you see where his priorities lie?
Yeah. All right. Do we really want to get into that right now? We don't.
On the podcast?
No. Yeah. At any rate.
Hit up Dan Alton. He'll make you buttons.
I have a girlfriend
who'll
make us buttons.
She makes awesome buttons, too.
I like buttons, if you can't tell.
She had a button that said Alt-Right Punks Fuck Off.
She gave me, she gave me a Laura Palmer button with Trixie Mattel makeup on. It's fucking amazing.
I'm obsessed with Trixie Mattel.
Yeah. Do you know who Laura Palmer is?
Mm.
Twin Peaks? Do you watch Twin Peaks?
I'm supposed to.
That's correct. That's correct. Jordan, I don't think we're going to find anybody that hates snakes as much as Amber Maida.
No, there is another. I won't apologize again. I'm a rapid offender. You can see right through my skin. I don't care about making mistakes. I keep saying no.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.